Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Women's dress code. Some women will get angry when they read this. Just please take a look at Scripture to know how God feels about the subject. Our pastor preached an entire sermon on it, and I couldn't agree more. The Bible said women should not go overboard in their attire, go to any beach, and that notion shall perish. Thongs, and for that matter, Speedos abound. Belly rings, nose rings, bones through the nose, nothing is spared in today's culture. The Bible states that women should dress moderately. How should a woman dress is one of the subjects of heated debate among Christians. How modest is modest? What did the Bible say about appropriate dressing? What's acceptable and what's not? Modest dressing isn't just for when you go to church. It's how one dresses every day. Some may have taught you that whenever you leave the house, you have to prepare for a fashion show, one that will show off what you have and get attention from others. While there's nothing wrong with taking care of your looks, be wary of crossing the line and inviting lust from men instead. In the Bible, it makes clear that women must dress decently and modestly. Women must not take pride in wearing jewelry and accessories and adorn themselves in many micro-mini skirts, but instead take pride with the good deeds they have done. This goes without saying that God wants women to clothe themselves with good works. 1 Peter 3, 2. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as braided hair and wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. Quite similar to the scripture above, this verse from Peter talks about how inner beauty is more important than outer beauty. God always looks at the heart, not the clothes, not the jewelry, not the riches. So it's not also just about the good deeds you do that makes you beautiful. It is your gentle, quiet spirit and pure heart that makes you shine. The next verse stirs the emotions. Deuteronomy 22:5. The women shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. But all that do so are abominations unto the Lord thy God. I know that the fashion industry today broke down the walls between male and female fashion. It's like anyone can wear anything they want, and society allows it. However, we don't follow what society dictates. We follow what God says. In Deuteronomy, it said that we cannot cross-dress. What's made for women should be worn by women, and what's made for men should be worn by men. Let this be a gentle reminder. Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. The Bible spoke about a woman dressing based on her heart. So logically, if a woman likes to dress sensually, then one would assume her heart is evil as well. Scripture from Proverbs proves that a woman need not dress a sexy way just for a man to like her. If a woman is clothed with strength and dignity, she will be confident enough to say that I am God's wonderful and beautiful creation. A Christian woman must always practice good judgment when dressing. Proverbs 11:22, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. A truly beautiful woman must practice discernment, because this shows she can make good choices. The verse says if a woman doesn't have discernment, then she'll make poor choices just like a pig would. Beauty on the outside means nothing if a woman cannot discern whether she's dressing appropriately or not. A truly beautiful woman fears the Lord, and that is what makes Christian women attractive. I realize you might disagree with what I've written. That's why I inserted so much scripture. I honestly believe that it's challenging for women to dress modestly nowadays due to what society says. Nonetheless, I also believe that if your feet are grounded in God's Word, and this worldliness will not have much effect on you. Always pray the Lord might guide you. Do not ever compromise. Our God is faithful, and He sees the beauty inside you. Proverbs 11:22, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.